furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I think you want to know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show 4, may the 4th be with you, my friends. Here we are, Star Wars geeks over here. Good morning, it's May 4th, 2023. Sarah, Vinny, Alex, Brittany, and our very special guest, Dose Diaz in a row.
Double dose
of V Hell, everybody. What the hell's going on over there?
What the hell?
Guys, you're crazy. So we're going to talk about tiny cocks. And the more, I think we're going to talk about cocks that are so big they hurt. So,
We are?
Well, I have that thing, that Rachel. Remember earlier this morning, I was telling you I have a Rachel Bilson story, and she's talking about like all.
Oh, that's what she's talking. Okay, I didn't know it was about that. Also, was about cocks. I didn't realize that.
All
okay.
About cocks. It's the secret show. Cockety cock, 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 talk.
You mentioned to me off the air that you might want to hear that cocaine
dicks
song
here,
by.
Dicks everywhere.
Dicks everywhere. Oh, yeah. So, here's the other thing that I might want to get to. We were talking about how Taylor Swift is now dating Matt Healy, from the 1975. And Vinny goes, I think there's a song about cocaine that's perfect. And we found it, and it is perfect, but there's F words in it. So it's actually perfect that we would do it on The Secret Show. Can you just read me some of the lines from this?
Oh, all right. Let's see.
Read me these lyrics.
Since your gums have lost their feeling, but don't say that you're giving it up again. Do you have a card? My irregular heartbeat is starting to correct itself. It's just a simple diuretic that prevents the empathetic from being just...
Listen to this line.
Uh-huh.
This conversation's not about reciprocation no more. I'm going to wait till you finish so I can talk some more. about me and my things, my car, my living, and how I'm going to give it up, which is, you know, the whole I'm going to quit Coke tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Whose song is this?
1975.
It's about Coke. Oh, it's Matt Healy. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it came up, Veeb. We were just, there was a bit of a debate between Vinny and the Swifties as to who is the lucky party in this relationship. Like, is she lucky to get him or is he lucky to get her?
Well, listen.
I do think they're kind of like the perfect couple, though. Like, because I feel, hear me out. She plays this like it's T Swift. It's a concert you can take any age to, right? You don't have to worry. Like, is she going to get down and twerk on all fours? It's very
unlikely.
Friendly, sweet. Right. She's loving. Those are the ones. Those are the ones that are like, spank me, tell me more, you naughty daddy. So I think he's the crazy rock star, and she plays the clean whatever. But it's
good
a perfect
fit.
Match.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
The secret life of T Swift.
She's not in there like doing it. Missionary, you know, once a
oh,
month.
Oh, she
for
fucking does that
then.
Sometimes, I'm sure, right?
Oh, I'm sure, but that's how, like, she looks. She comes off as the really clean cut, which I think is great.
Like June Cleaver, put her in an A-line
yes,
dress.
But I don't think, yeah, no. I think she's very much like, let's fucking.
You know who came to mind when you just filthy. Said that? I remember as a young I don't know how young I was, but I remember Heather Locklear turning up with Tommy Lee and being like, what the fuck? And it turns out, not only did she party too, you just didn't know that. She went on to have great struggles with her addictions as well.
Yes, indeed.
So she was someone who was not, you know, her image was not who she was.
Well,
or at
she
least
had
back
those
then.
Big blue eyes and this tiny mm-hmm. little thing. She's just like
dude,
so sweet and innocent.
Hot.
So hot. Yeah. I know. Fucking Heather Locklear. God damn.
Anyway,
I love it.
I think most people would want to bone Taylor, myself included. I wasn't trying to burn Taylor, but I'm saying in terms
no,
of a
I didn't
person.
Think that.
Our texters did.
No.
In
yeah, Vinny
of,
was in a fight with our texters.
Got it.
In terms of
the
like.
The Swifties came out.
He's got real music ability. He's I think, and he can write a soft love song or a punk rock song, and if you've seen their shows, they do both. Like, they really do. So
well, and the reason I think it works out, the rumor I heard too is that Jack Antonoff is the one that like made it happen.
Yeah, I heard that he kind of set them up.
Yeah, and he is very behind the scenes with the boat. Like, he works with Taylor like crazy, right? Mm-hmm. And I just think when you know two people so well, you wouldn't hook them up if you thought, hey, he's over here snorting lines and she's over here, you know, in her nightie going to bed nice and early. You know what I mean? Like,
kitty.
If he knows them really well, there's a connection there. So right. Just saying.
Well, supposedly, like about there's a picture of them from 10 years ago and she's like draped over him. Like, yeah. And it didn't go on to be some, like, I don't remember ever hearing about that.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
You know, just somebody has this picture where they're clearly later they fucked. There's no question, right?
And somehow,
at least not in my mind,
he's not made a list of people she hates either. Like, that's impressive.
Oh, dude, there could be a song about him. We don't know. I feel like I don't know how the Swifties do it. They figure everything out, every Easter egg, I swear all the predictions come true. And I'm like,
they really are
happening, like, and the things sleuths. They spot, I'm right. Like, insane. It's insane.
There's
I'm not calling the Swifties insane. Don't come after me.
There's even like a little abilities. internet conspiracy about Joe Alwyn, who she just broke up with. There's a picture of him on a scooter, a rentable scooter. And then there's this girl, Emma something or other. I don't even have her name in front of me anymore, but she's an actress, and they're saying she posted a picture of a rental scooter, and his thing was dated before he broke up with Taylor Swift, and that it's some kind of a nod to them. Right?
God.
Listen, but that's get on it, internet hound.
And it's usually true. But why do celebs, that's the thing that cracks me up, why do you even have to post just a scooter? You want to be in private, you want to be left alone, but like you have to, oh God.
Leave these little clues.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it's both nighttime, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, right. He looks like a doof in his picture. You zero in on his face so that Vihel can see that. He's like, dar, 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 dar.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
That's my hair color. My mom put a ball on my head and cut around the edges. Man, chipmunk cheeks. Man, what a bitch I am.
Oh, that's hysterical.
All right. Anyway, let's talk about little cocks.
Penises.
That's what I meant.
All right. So I found this story in the New York Post, and I'm interested in it because I'm really interested in the way people navigate their lives, period. Like, I ask people lots of questions in daily life as well as on the radio. So I'm just kind of, and one of the things that I remember, because it was an unfortunate experience, I was talking on the air about sexually transmitted diseases and how I believe, I don't know if I must have jumped off of a story to get into it, but how I believe it is absolutely the responsibility of someone who has herpes or has a sexually transmitted disease to let a person know before they're sexually active with you.
Yeah.
And not absolutely. To just depend or rely on a condom keeping that from getting loose on me. So, you know, that's not fair. You should absolutely, if you know you've got something, say something. And a lady in the audience who listened to the show at the time was incredibly injured by it and was like, you're making me feel like a scumbag and a dirt bag. And I have herpes and I'm someone who's, I'm a real person and I want to be with, you know, she was injured by me saying that's something you got to disclose. And
why would that injure her?
I don't know, but
it made her feel bad about it.
She got fucked over by somebody who didn't tell her is what it comes down to.
That's what I
think. And so you'd think she'd be on board with me. Like,
right.
Like that person
should have been disclosed.
But what ultimately happened is she just felt like I was like it was about her and it wasn't. It was about that situation. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's a weird thing to navigate ever, no matter what. Like, and here's a story about a guy who says he has micropenis and he's talking about how he breaks the news to his sexual partners.
Okay.
Which, and I know that you've both run into the situation in different ways. And by both, I don't mean Bryn and Alex. Or maybe you have. I don't know, guys. I don't know what you're up to.
Yeah, I was going to say that we know of.
Mine's, you know, kind of normal size, I feel like.
Oh, I feel like you're offended.
Talking about other people. Okay. Yeah,
yeah, right. Not you, dude.
Oh.
Dump that.
Leave that in. Very interesting.
So here's a guy talking about it. And he's trying to say, and I can, as I'm reading the story, I'm feeling him. Like, not in my butthole with his tiny penis. I just mean I feel how
can't
sad.
Feel that, right.
Can't feel all of that.
Look, that is, he's in there.
That's a challenge. I'm with you, Vinny. That is a thing that, you know, I discovered that on someone and started laughing. Like, that was my reaction.
Oh.
As much as we make light of it on this show, I actually do feel pretty fucking bad about that. Like, that is a scenario I wish I could replay. I wish I could redo that and try again. But I wish
How old were you?
I don't know. Maybe 18 or 19. Not old.
I mean,
lame. Yeah. Just super
at
lame.
At the young, immature age, but laughing is...
But there's a guy who, that's what he's got.
I'm curious, Sarah, if you're going to redo that, how would you react? Are you going
to... I don't know. I guess now that I know, I just be like, I don't want to.
Throw it in. Let's see what happens. See how this feels.
You have to. What do you do? Like, you can't, like...
I don't know. I don't know what you do. You don't laugh. That's what I would not do. And I would just be like, oh, I'll rub that real good.
Well, so here's what it comes down to is this story is talking about how he's trying to somehow break it to somebody before they get to that point. So he's not laughed at or, you know, walked out on. What
so
do you guys
a total
suggest?
Surprise.
What would a person say? Does a person say, V, you're in the middle of a, you're single, you're now dating somebody, and this person has that. Should they tell you on the first date? The third date? Do they wait till that you get their pants off? What would you suggest a person who's trying to court you? Would you just say, don't court me. I'm not going to be good about your tiny dick, dude.
Be honest, for once.
For once, that's all. I'm like brutally honest.
Okay.
My question.
It's a thing we say, V. Don't worry.
It's a thing we say, V.
We always say.
Don't worry about it. Be honest for once. Go.
Go.
For once.
When you say court, do you mean continue on or just that one time and then?
Oh, you're saying if this is. So if it's a one night stand, what? The guy just takes his chances and doesn't tell you? Or do micropenis guys don't get to have a one night stand?
Well, like I'll answer your question before. Let me answer your question. I'm saying court you. I'm saying he wants to be with you. He wants to date you. He's gone out on one date. You didn't bone that night. Now you've been together and you've texted each other
you
the
like
next
him.
Day and you seem to like each other. And he's got really, you know, just your sense of humor. But he's got a 3-inch hard on. The end. Like there's no more. That's him hard. And in fact, this guy
sounds terrible, but I can't.
They say in the story he has a quarter of an inch when flaccid.
Quarter.
It's just a
nubbin.
It's an eye. That's it. It's the hole.
Oh
yeah.
It's just not even there. But let me ask you this. Obviously, you don't want to reach your hand. You don't want to be about to get intimate with someone. You reach your hand. Now it's fucking awkward. Now it's like, oh, shit, there isn't really anything usable here. What do I, now you're in a pickle. And he's all, please don't punt me, I guess. I mean, I think he should say something ahead of time. I think you could even maybe kind of make light of it. Like, just so you know, I don't have one of those. So I'm super skilled with my toolbox. And, you know, all you got to do is get a little, you know, you look at like a clit. It's fantastic. Oh, you can, you know, just run your little tongue around the nubbin. And meanwhile, I'll be plowing you with the giant dildo. It's going to be great. You're going to love it.
I just feel, I think it's different for everyone. I think some people could work with it. I know that the way I am sexually, it would not work for me.
Well, but I feel, so, but you'd want to know that first, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I was saying, well, what do you mean? Like, does he tell me first? Does he pull his pants in? Because I wouldn't kick him out.
What's the best way for him to tell you, though, if he
had
to?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to get from you is what would you want, how would you want someone to handle that so you'd be in a position to gracefully not...
it is a hard question.
For once,
it.
V is,
is there like
speechless for once.
Because you don't sound good either way. I mean, I don't know. I think a dude is better off just seeing how the girl reacts after he whips it out. Like, no girl who maybe wears cutlets and pushes them up and they look big all these dates and then they say, before you take my bra off, my boobs are half the size. I know they look large.
Oh, well, I've had that. That's totally
listen.
Exactly.
That's not the same. That's not. It isn't. That's not the same.
Not even close to the same.
But I'm We're
not.
In
if I fucked you in
sizes,
the ass with a tit, then it would be a problem.
And guys have done anything. Like, that's also that. There's that too, right?
Well, yeah. On a
you're
one
not going to get
the,
there. Won't be any. There won't be any between the boob action. Right. That's
there's
all.
Some dudes who are total boob guys, and if you're super flat, you're out. Unfortunately, okay. You can tell that before, but I'm saying if we're comparing woman to woman sizes, like I don't think a woman would say, sit someone down and be like, my boob size is a lie. Like, I don't think would say, hey, right. I really like you,
but
I have a really tiny penis. I think they pull it down and see how the girl reacts.
Well, hopefully she doesn't laugh because that's
well,
a
this
bitch
person
ass
says, just so you guys know, this person goes on to say, I don't bother lying to women about my size, to be honest, but like in the beginning stages, those talks, if it's brought up, then I'm honest and I say, I'm very small. Other times, like heat of the moment where you've just hooked up with a woman, when it happens, I'll take mine out and hope for the best. Mm. But he goes on to say that mostly, and I'm gonna say here, probably every one of your partners, but he says, mostly, every partner I've ever been with has been disappointed. And it's awkward and an embarrassing embarrassing experience. So it isn't something that's easily dealt with. And I do feel like I'm reading this guy's story and I'm just like, I'm heartbroken for that dude. It's I know that you girls,
yeah, that's,
you don't
want
to. But look, it's you just said it. You know yourself how you are sexually. And you want some guy to pound you or whatever. You didn't say that part, but you know, I mean, you want to feel it.
Yeah.
And that's fair.
It is fair. And again, I think it's a preferencing, a preference thing. I think some women would be okay with it. Maybe that's not like Sarah and I have said that. That's not how we get off, but you still want to feel it. It's got to be like a.
Well, I really think that there's a Goldilocks zone. I mean, I feel it's. I'm actually feeling even worse about the horrible laughing incident because what a cunt!
God, that guy probably is in therapy still.
No, he's fine. In fact, he had a kid like 2 years later, so I know the thing even worked. So, good for him. But conversely, a huge one is also no good. Like you might be like, ooh, at first, and then that gets old. That is like, you know, it's just too big. In fact, that's the Rachel Bilson story is that she was saying, you know, she doesn't like doggy style, which I fucking love doggy style. Like, it's great. It's like, yeah, I can get myself into just the right angle and he's in the good position and everything's, and I have access to the front. And
I feel like that's most people's go to. And I also think that a lot of times,
like most guys' faves,
it is one of the faves, but it's also for like, how do I put this?
That's a finishing move, too. It's good.
It's good for both partners, and each partner doesn't have to suck in their tummy when they're in the middle of doing it doggy style either.
Oh, boy. Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't really, I never worry about my belly. I'm like, the guy sees me all day. So, but the other thing is that it can actually be there. I've said it a million times. There's a fucking roof in there. And if there was ever going to be a painful position to be in with someone who's too big, it's that one. There, because that you can actually bruise up someone's cervix, for God's sake. There's a roof.
So what did she say?
That's what she said, and she brought it up. She's like, I don't like doggy style because that for me can be very painful.
Oh.
And I thought, well, that is too bad. You know, if something is hurting you, you could say, just go halfway, please.
Mm-hmm.
That's still
well, and that's the thing,
stimulating.
It's communication. And I feel a lot of people feel bad. Like, I've had doggy style where it hurts because you're off just a little, or it's a bigger dick, or you know what I mean? And it's like, you're going to have to fix how you're going in there.
This ain't
I'm going to have to adjust how far my ass is up. Like, you got to communicate, but some people just stay in it and it hurts. It's like, fuck that, dude. Say, like, whoop, a little bit over. Like, no guy is like offended.
No guy is like, oh, I'm really hurting her. Yeah. That's not, well, most guys, I'm going
to
say,
they
want
don't you to
want
feel
to.
Good. Like, right? If you know you're hurting, like that, then you're not going to want to do it again. Yeah. Ever.
Are you okay? Those sound like screams of pain. No, yes. It's fine. It's
oh
so
my God,
good.
It's
oh.
so good.
Ow.
Ow. Yeah, it's terrible.
There
I think
are
that's
jerks
young women,
all
like,
over the world.
That is
but
true.
But I'd like to think that most guys are trying their best to please the woman they're having sex with. So the idea that you wouldn't say, this is uncomfortable, let's try something. Like, most guys, I would certainly be receptive to that. Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. The last thing,
okay,
I want you to get off. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to make you come. That's what I'm actually trying to do. Like, I want that for you. So I'm hoping for a repeat visit as well. So let's, whatever works for you.
Yeah.
It seems like
just tell me what you want. Tell me exactly what you want.
It's certainly not this guy's problem, which to continue, he's like, someone asks him in this story, there are other things a person can do. And he goes, I've usually lost them before we get to, can I give it you oral really well or whatever?
Right.
What else can we do?
That's so
They're
sad.
Already gone.
I wonder why he doesn't just start with that then, you know?
Let me get
start
down
with
there.
The
oral. Yeah, and maybe if he's
him up.
Really good at it, women are like, oh,
warm him up. Only to deliver
when you're
a
down
quarter
there,
of a
you
disappoint
come up here
them.
And have your fun.
Well, that's why you got to bring, you have to bring a little, you know, toolbox with you and just have a, you know, be licking that pussy and using the.
You got to be good at other things if that's your sitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is using tools.
Even guys with regular sizes do, because if you don't get off.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the modular Bob sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From inside, and it's the clit situation, figure it out, right? Like, I'm just saying, it's pretty rare that at least people and women I've talked to, that you can have sex and it's fine without the clit being involved.
So, no, it's all about the, that is how you come, is the clit. Like, yeah, I've heard people say that they have vaginal orgasms, but for me, it doesn't matter how big, how small, anything, that one thing, that button needs to get pressed repeatedly.
Yeah, as a guy, I think that the vibrator is the best your best possible chance at mutual
satisfaction,
like, especially timing it. Like, that's the way. If you can get the vibrator going and you're doing your sex, I have really good experiences with that for mutual climax at the same time. What's the term they use?
Simultaneous
climax. Orgasm. That's the best way. I can almost get it every time that way. Without the vibrator, it's a fucking crapshoot. And there's a good chance I'm going to finish before you.
Most guys get offended. And I think that comes with age too.
Yes.
Like, oh, you need assistance. I'm not good enough. Get that out of your head. Yeah. Dude. That has nothing to do with it whatsoever.
No, it's not a reflection on you that I would like to come.
No. And it's quicker and easier. And then you can do both at the same time. It feels great.
And then it's over with and we can move on.
Oh, no. I think I just made a huge mistake.
What did you do? What happened?
Well, I thought, okay, so just to finish the story that we've started with here, the article about the guy with the tiny one who's talking about how incredibly difficult it is to try and meet people and have partners and how embarrassing it's been. They say, a year ago, micropenis activists launched something called Dinky One. It's a matchmaking website that aims to combat penis-sized pressure by helping them find people who aren't going to
laugh at them and leave.
Right. So I clicked on Dinky One, and then I went, oh, no, that's in my search history. Great. And then I was like, what if it's a joke? I don't even know if this is real. So it turns out... It didn't go to a site. It went to another article. So let me see. I'm going to just have to do it. If I die before I delete this.
We'll let Chris know this is something you were doing specifically, or your mom. We'll let your mom know. Chris knows. She already knows your size.
You.
We'll let your mom know that was research for the show.
It's real. Small penis dating. It's called Dinky One. And there's a guy and a girl about to kiss. They look really happy.
It must be real.
It's great. I mean, there is someone for everyone. You know, and adversity builds character. So the fact that you had to deal with having a small penis your whole life, it, like, makes you a better person in so many other ways. I assume.
Get shredded.
Yeah. Get. Oh, says the guy. Says the guy with the normal size one.
There are women who just prefer a smaller penis for comfort reasons, and still rate the sex highly from a smaller endowed man. This is all on this page.
All right.
There are also women who enjoy the smaller man more, as they tend to compensate for size with additional skills, such as more experience of oral sex and foreplay. Look, that's real. So there you go, everybody. All right. We just saw
Dinky one.
Secret Show's done it again.
Oh, how do we keep on doing it?
I got to delete my history right now.
I'll tell you something.
Solving life's problems. One micro penis story at a time.
That's right. We will fix you. Hey, V, it was great having you on 2 days in a row.
Guys, 2 days in a row.
I really like it.
I'm not going to lie. Last night I was like, oh my God. You crazy kids. I'm getting up with you again tomorrow. You guys are wild. You're insane.
It is a good time to party, man.
You know, when we talked about you being on and the subject matter, a lot of people wrote in and remembered the twin story and the condom that lived in you for how long?
I think it was like
a few days.
No, it wasn't that long.
Days and days.
I think it was like 2 days. You know, yeah.
2 days. That's days and days.
One day I might have to send like a cease and desist letter from a lawyer and make you guys take down all of my secret shows because of shit I've said. Oh. I'm like, fuck.
Don't, what are you like, saying? What?
Like, don't people be wrote like in, that. Like,
don't be like that.
I would think
that.
People would forget about that and they're all, oh, remember that one story? Like, yes.
The twins you boned and the guy, one of the guys had a tiny one, right?
They both did.
They both did, had right.
Oh, they both did. Read the text. A lot of people wrote in about you and your tiny wiener experiences.
Were they all nice? I don't know if I can.
It doesn't matter mean,
if they
no,
were
they
on my
nice.
Show before.
You know, don't even read that stuff. Oh, my God. Don't ever send us a cease and desist. You're like you're the funnest, most honest person.
No. That's
like, they're just reminiscing about the good times. That's all.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening to today's Secret Show, whether you listened at 10 in the morning, 11:30 p.m., which we now air at, and or if you are listening over the weekend when you got this thing as a podcast. V-Hale, thank you very much for being on. Send any thoughts and feelings to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com, and we will see you back here on Friday.
The end.